I wouldn't say we took step backs because, you know, we were very explosive. You know, there were some good things, but there's definitely some things that we have to correct. That, you know, we have some time, you know, before the Cincinnati week gets here to get those things fixed. And I know that we're going to work to do it.
Seems like the play was breaking down on that pick six and maybe try to force things. What did you see?
I did. I made a mistake. I did, you know. And, you know, I learned from that, obviously. You know, and just know when we're getting late in the down, you know, hey, the timing wasn't there. Just throw it away. And then, you know, we'll live to play the next down, you know, or, you know, kick. Kicks are always better than going back the other way. So I made a mistake, but I'll fix that.
Did you ask Coach if you can go in for another series and you want to end like that?
No. They knew what I was feeling. You know, they knew how I felt. You know, but again, I knew I was coming out for one series. And we had a great drive going, and you know, it sucks that it has to end on something like that, but it did.
Can you speak to the chemistry of the Amari and how it's coming out?
Yeah, you know, we're taking good steps. You know, we're getting a lot of targets his way, a lot of balls his way this preseason, which is something that, you know, we've talked about with the two receivers. You know, we talked about, you know, we want to get balls his way so he could see them in live action and things like that. And that way, when it happens to the regular season, you know, he's already done it a whole bunch of times. So there's still some things that we have to clean up. You know, there's still some things that are just like that close. And with the whole offense, you know, as an offense, we're pretty upset right now because we wanted to score a lot of points. You know, we felt like we left a lot out there, and we did.
Derek, how tough is it to lose a guy like Menelik?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the details of what happened, but I heard that, you know, he's going to be out, you know. That that sucks, man. You know, first of all, I just feel for him because I love him as a, you know, man, you know. Football aside, you know, I love that guy, and I know that he's going to be very encouraged. I know that, you know, he's not going to let this get him down or anything like that. So, you know, I'll be praying for him, a speedy recovery. I hope that everything goes well with him. But it's always next man up in this league, you know. So, you know, Austin came in, and, you know, he's going to do a great job.
The 36-yard catch and run to Amari, that was a timing play, right?
It was. You're exactly right. You know, we let it go early, and the ball, you know, he ran a perfect route, caught it, and that's the kind of things that we want to see. You know, and then we had a few where, you know, I was thinking something different, and, you know, certain things happen that, you know, it's good that it happens now, obviously, so we can see it and say, okay, now let's, this is what we're doing, this is how we want it done, and then we'll get it done that way.
Are you going to play next?
I have no clue.
You haven't been told.
No, I'm not sure.
The offense was stalling a lot today. Obviously, you guys weren't able to put any touchdowns with the first team on the board.
Yeah.
How much do you put that on you guys, and how much do you put that on what they were doing in defense?
Oh, I always put it on me. You know, it's not, you know, everyone will tell you, you know, we'll do it together. You always put it on me as a quarterback. You know, we want more points. We want more touchdowns. But again, that was the, you know, without Carson getting hurt last year, the number one, you know, seeded in the NFC. You know, so they're a good football team. You have to give them their credit, you know, but our mindset is different. You know, our mindset is something else that, you know, we control, you know, how we want to do things, and it's got to be better.
The defense gave you, you know, short field to work with. What can you say about their performance today?
It's awesome. You know, when defenses can get turnovers or big sacks that lead to longer punts and get short fields, when that stuff happens, it makes our job so easy. It's almost, you know, depending on where the field is, it's almost guaranteed points. And, you know, points in this league are hard to come by, as we learned last year. So we're very thankful to get any, you know. But our goals are a lot higher. You know, our goals and our mindset is a lot higher. We got to finish better in the red zone. And I'm going to fix that. You know, I'll get that fix you put on me, and, you know, we'll get it right.
Mr. Carr, what's the main difference between the design of this year's offense versus last year's offense?
Yeah, you know, I'm not. It's hard to say. You know, there's obviously in the NFL, a lot of people carry the same concepts, and you know, they maybe just call it something else. You know, but you know, I don't really think there's too much major of a difference. You know, we just go out and, you know, whatever coach calls, that's what we're going to do. You know, we can do a lot of things. You know, so whatever he calls, that's what we'll do.
We run the read option this year because Coach Musgrave mentioned bringing elements of Chip Kelly's offense into this offense.
If he wants to, yeah. If he wants to, I'm all for it. But that's up to him and when they get in their staff meetings.
Derek, when you're down in the red zone, that's cool, by the way.
How you doing?
Did you throw in the end zone? Did you throw in the end zone? Do you have an option to? Because a lot of those times you're throwing short when you get down. Do you have an option to throw in the end zone?
It depends on the play. There was a few that we threw towards the end zone. I'm trying to think of the plays. There was a couple that we were just trying to get first downs. You know, there was a couple. There was the one to Crabtree that we missed. We missed that one, and that's, again, that's timing. We got to figure out where's the point that ball needs to hit. Let's rep it 100 times, and then we'll get it, you know. So, you know, we'll make sure we fix that.
Pick six, you weren't trying to throw it out of the way.
No, you know, I kind of looked, and, you know, I saw him there, and, you know, doesn't need a discussion.
Was that a throwback screen? Because it looks like Ezra was kind of a throwback screen.
Yeah, it was. And we just got to throw it away. I'll just throw it away.
Did you lobby to go for it on fourth down, any of those?
No. I let Coach make those decisions. Obviously, we want to, but, okay. You know, Coach knows what's best for our team.
Thanks.
Anything more for Derek, guys?
Yeah, one more. Running the throw to Marcel Reese that gained 41 yards. It looked like a wheel route. Was that a new play, or was that?
It's just a different way to run certain plays that we have. I mean, we have hundreds of ways we can run, you know, certain plays. And he did a great job. You know, we saw, we saw on film, you know, in Carolina last year. You know, try and watch everything. I try and watch everything. I saw one in the playoff game. You know, we saw that. You know, that'd be a good thing to do. And, you know, the read kind of just took it there, and he made a great play.
Thank you guys.